This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere, all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com.
Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action. Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
Yeah, worst critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can, because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes there's a countermand from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always have a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I got a job on a station The guy hired me. He said, I liked listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning, good morning, and went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time the four years I was there. And I really only lasted... I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia. Or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about, you know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office. In one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
about
making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it goes along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Here's some good news about a man who was fighting cancer, and this was just weeks before he was to wed his love. His name is Will Law. His doctor told him that he had an aggressive brain tumor just a couple of weeks before he got married. He's 39 years old. He was not only worried about his health, but whether the surgery would impact his memory as he was planning to get married. The surgeon said, Will, and talking to his fiance, Lindsay, they both live in St. Petersburg, Florida, what should they do? And they agreed to get married before the surgery.
Sweet.
So he married this lady before he had surgery on his brain tumor, talking about how wonderful she is. He works in a brewing company. They had their proposal last August in front of family and friends. And then the problem, he was playing golf one day and he lost his grip and he fell down.
Wow.
He thought he had pinched a nerve in his neck or something. He tried CBD creams and that sort of thing for the pain relief. Didn't do him any good. He said his arm was just flapping away like a chicken wing. He couldn't control it. So he went to see the doctor, had an MRI. Apparently he had a car crash in 2015 that affected his brain. And so he met with the neurosurgeon just before they got married. Should we postpone the wedding was the question from his wife-to-be. And Lindsay said, nope, we have to deal with it, but we're going to get married. And so they put their concern on hold for a little bit. They married on the beach in St. Augustine. The operation after that took 5 hours. He was awake for the whole operation. Lindsay, the now wife, remembers the surgeon telling her that Will had suffered a seizure while he was on the table. And as a result, they weren't as aggressive as they wanted to be. So he apparently needs more treatment, but she said, I'm just happy to have him alive. There was a blood clot. I mean, this is...
What a good reminder, though, to find your happiness when you can.
Yes.
Because how many of us put off things that make us happy?
Yep, right.
Because we think the timing isn't right.
Put it off till tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yep, not a good idea. All right.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of what the issues have been for this past week. Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner is here, Doug Steffen is here, and we have your comments. This is important. Social media connections to us, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on X, it's Good Day On Air. I don't take that seriously at all. Do you?
I don't think anybody does. It's really hard to look at. I'm like, what is this? And I go, oh.
All right, so social media in all its various forms and discussion, the discussion focus number 9 this week on the countdown. Let's focus on what some of our listeners, Jay, have had to say. A question that we posted, we have usually one or two items a day that we'll ask for you. And this is pretty interesting, actually, and that's why we're using this as an example. Excuse me. Does anybody have their COVID-19 card still?
Yeah.
Right? The vaccine.
Never did.
Used it?
Yeah, Jennifer never
Suckers.
Did.
Suckers. All I know is I remember we were. It was tough going for a while, but now who laughs last?
Yeah. Well, but it is. That's, you know, the whole thing about this as we continue to tear it apart. I don't know, Jennifer, if you saw this posting that I did. I did it on my own. My own Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. But we also, Jay posted it to our Facebook page, a 24 minutes, I've forgotten how long it was, an overview of last week's European Union review, that's the best word I can come up with, of COVID-19 and how the world was schnookered,
by this, like, completely, this is universal across the, and here in America, nobody's even talking about it. Didn't make any headlines, did not saw any pictures. I just had it sent to me by a friend, and I'm watching this thing and thinking to myself, this is what I was talking about the second week of COVID. It's all the same. 1965 is when this COVID-19 existed. This COVID stuff has been around for 60 years in various forms. And it's taken its toll here and there, and then they go through what was done and how it was just...
I think it's pretty atrocious that a lot of these medical surveys are coming out there saying that for people who are older, the vaccine probably did more harm than good. For pregnant women, there were a huge amount of miscarriages that seemed to... That number went up after they started giving the vaccine. I don't know. It's such a lie, and it's not for the good of the people.
All right. Mm. Yep. All right, so go through. What are we... Who's got what here? Glenda, what's she got?
Yeah, Glenda is an evaluating therapist and said one nursing home she goes to is back to the N95 masks because of a community outbreak. And another one is no longer even testing for COVID. Hmm. And she adds that she was initially vaccinated in January 2021 and refused boosters, has no idea where the card even is.
Yeah. It says, get over it. Yeah. That was it. All right, next.
Ingrid still has her card. She says, in Kentucky, it was posted last week that we have over 100 new cases. My sister also told me that they are going to offer a new COVID-19 vaccine in September, and she is definitely going to get it because she is face-to-face with people in her line of work, meaning Ingrid, meaning her sister.
Yeah.
She says Ingrid hasn't made up her mind if she will get it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Susan who says, I still have mine only because I haven't cleaned out my wallet in 2 years.
Okay, keep going.
And Daniel Erskine, sorry, Daniel, never got the jab. Greg says, I have it. I take it to be updated when I get boosters, but I don't anticipate having to show it, except for maybe if I go travel international. I never once had to show my vaccine card.
I think I did a couple of times. I don't remember. It was all in California. It was never here. California, yep, show the card. Go to the going to the movies, I think, if I remember correctly. You had to show the card, right? Jeremy Wood says you better hang on to them. He read an article about a possible news surge. Okay, yeah, that's enough for that. That's news media hype, pal. 28 after here on Good Day.
Should you be a one-car family? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. My 15-year-old Ford Escape was literally held together by duct tape and Gorilla Glue, but the dealer who sold me my new car gave me $1,500 for it. When supply chain issues slammed the brakes on new cars and car parts, dealers' new and used inventory dried up, and lots of us who were sent home during the pandemic shutdown continue working there, and lunching at home is a whole lot cheaper than ordering takeout at the office. Given your new normal, and with dealers begging to buy used cars, should you sell one if it's mostly just sitting there? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention, small.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion on Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to January 6. Trump calls the Department of Justice weaponized, and what they're doing to him constitutes election interference. President Biden heads west this week. He'll be visiting Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House said Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's western swing is scheduled to end Thursday. The U.S. women's soccer team World Cup shootout loses to Sweden yesterday and is now out of the event. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at it, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but, you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like, from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing. I don't have the heebie-jeebies. I just like to keep moving. Right? Mm. Keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a five-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died.
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license.
There are so... practicing without a license. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, and if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses, I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while, I'm going to go to stand up, and it hurts. You're very aware of your tailbone.
Yeah, back,
it's like
legs.
Stuck in that position.
Terrible, I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals, do the blood work and all that stuff, blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how, is related to how much you move. If you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62, yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse, talk with your children. The day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office. And at lunch, you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big BOSU balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all
that. Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal, per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a 5-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So, like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, "Oh, let me take your blood pressure." So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so, what's the definition of good exercise? What's the
I think that also depends on your personal body type, too, because we've noticed that some, as a society, we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also, it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like, if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports, we see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing, but I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is, but I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough to change your life.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, just it's healthy to take your mind off.
Mental break,
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And
like
family
that
wasn't a match, but when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, "All right, I'm going to pay it for
it." I'm in. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wouldn't match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be right. I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God, think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a two-year-old boy who fell from the second-story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa, she jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second-story window. Carrie Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a two-year-old boy throwing items from the second-story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother or the father or some figure? So anyway, she tried
kids
to get
into things very fast.
I suppose, yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one
second.
Yeah,
but the window opened, and yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor. But there's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, right. So she was standing right underneath him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
me. Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, six-year-old, three-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child, three-year-old, even know how to drive when a lot of us don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. You may solicit his input by going there and seeing what it is that's making headlines this week. I'll tell you, the one thing involving cars that made me take notice was the story of a Southern California family couldn't complete a Jeep. They had an old Jeep. They were trying to restore it. And the father who was working on it died. So some of the friends of this young boy, the son of the guy who died in high school, stepped up. They brought the car into the shop. You know, they have, they're still doing, at least in my part of the world, and obviously out in California as well, they have vocational schools. So they brought this 1969 Jeep Commando into the shop. And they restored it, and they gave it back. This is, think about this, actually. This fellow was a teacher in the school, and so he'd been working on this, and he died. So they brought it into the school, and they redid the car. You should see it. It really is amazing, and they did it in the name of the father and the teacher. Very sweet and very nice. I've forgotten even what a Jeep Commando was, right? It's like a Jeepster. Yeah, you know what they used to call them? Jeepster.
Yeah, and they have the long back end. So yeah. It's very cool with angled back ends.
Yeah, right. All right, let's fast forward to 2023 where we are and the talk about getting rid of gas engines and electric cars and electric this and electric that. Well, I guess the good news would be that Ford and GM have said, don't worry about the V8 engine, we're going to keep them. What motivated them to do that seems kind of contrary to all the rest of the stuff they're doing with these foolish electric cars, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, it depends where you live, right? So one in four Californians bought an electric car last year, which is extremely high numbers. But for California, it works really well. I mean, electricity is expensive. Gas is expensive. Electricity is plentiful. Sunshine is plentiful. So for them, it makes a lot of sense. But people in the Midwest, where the core of America lives, those people don't have access to electric cars. And they also...
And even if they did, they wouldn't buy them.
And they electric cars are great for transportation, but for people who use trucks to haul stuff and for their daily job, it just doesn't work. So I think what Ford and General Motors have done is recognize the fact that we need different horses for different courses. Some people are absolutely going to live and die by the V8, and they've said no plan for the end of production, especially Ford. They just introduced the new Mustang, which has that new Coyote fourth generation V8 engine in it. And that's a brand new V8 engine. So they're designing these new engines for cars that are coming out right now. And I never see the day that pickup trucks are going to be without some kind of V8 engine, because they are necessary for a lot of things like hauling and moving. So I think what they're doing is saying, hey, America, we're still there for you.
All right, so that's Ford and GM. What about Chrysler? What are they doing?
Well, the difficulty with them is that they have very few V8 vehicles. They had them in some of their Chargers and Challengers.
Well, they had all the hot cars and the Hemis and stuff, and they're going to stop making them. Who the heck made that decision?
Well, I think they made the decision because they are limited on factory space, and so they only sell about 80,000 of those Chargers and Challengers every year, whereas they sell a lot more trucks. They're going to keep them for the trucks pretty surely. But even though they've said they're going to get rid of them, they were supposed to do that 2 years ago. They haven't disappeared. So I think I'm not sure whether it's just a fake ceiling. And the truth is that they're going to keep doing it, because guess what? Americans keep buying them.
Yeah.
So as they keep buying them, keep making them.
I saw an article. I used to be in the school, but I was in the bus business for 11 or 12 years, sort of a family thing. And I ran a lot of school buses, and they were pretty conventional, you know, a chassis like a bread truck, only longer, with a box on it to haul kids around. Now they're becoming fancier, and there's a company that has started to make, they have an order for 1,000 electric school buses. Look, you know, they've kind of fancied up the way the bodies look, and they're going to, I can see, because they don't normally do 200 miles a day. But, again, why the big push now? Who's behind that is the question, I think.
Yeah.
Right? All right?
That's a difficult one, because the school bus is one thing that doesn't really need reinventing. It seems to have worked for about, 60 years, quite fine the way it is.
Right. Since right after World War II, as a matter of fact. All right, good to have you here. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.